The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
The news that came from Washington, D.C. yesterday was not so much something that did happen, but something that didn't. The fact that it didn't is news in itself. It has to do with a decision by the United States Supreme Court not to take a case. Now, the way the Supreme Court works is that a required number of four justices must agree in conference for what is called a writ of certiorari. That is, an agreement from the court to take a case. If there are not four justices who agree to take a case, the Supreme Court does not take it. Unless, of course, it is one of those cases that is automatically sent to the nation's high court by constitutional responsibility. But we're here looking at a story about a case that's not going to be heard, and it's on the issue of Planned Parenthood. That's why it made headline news. And the headline in the New York Times, for instance, was this: Supreme Court won't hear Planned Parenthood cases, and three court conservatives aren't happy. Adam Liptak, reporting for The Times, tells us the Supreme Court refused to hear on Monday two cases arising from efforts by states to bar Planned Parenthood clinics from the Medicaid program, drawing a rebuke from the court's three most conservative justices and opening a window into the court's internal dynamics. Now, what are the states in play here? They are the states of Kansas and Louisiana. What are the issues at stake? The issue has to do with the fact that those two states had independently adopted legislation that would have stripped funding from the state Medicaid programs to Planned Parenthood, the affiliates in those two states. The states had won at district court level, but appellate courts reversed that decision, and thus the only way the states could defend the legislation was to gain a hearing before the United States Supreme Court and eventually a decision on their side. That's not going to happen, at least it's not going to happen in these two cases this year. Why not? All it takes is four justices to agree to take a case. If the court has a five-justice majority of conservatives considered to be pro-life, how is it that this case was not affirmed to be heard by the court by four justices? It would appear that five would be an easy number. But the number in this case was only three. Justice Clarence Thomas, expressing his dissatisfaction with the court for refusing to take the case, said, quote, "What explains the court's refusal to do its job here? I suspect," said Justice Thomas, "it has something to do with the fact that some respondents in these cases are named Planned Parenthood." But here's where an analysis of how the court works leads us to ask some questions. Why would those two justices who didn't sign on to the case, why did they not? This would include the Chief Justice, John G. Roberts, Jr., and the newest Justice, Brett Kavanaugh. They are clearly conservative on this issue. Why have they not signed on to this case? This is where we have to understand that justices and judges, especially at the appellate level, even when they agree on what they want to be as the outcome of the case, they often don't agree on whether or not a specific case offers the facts that will bear out the argument. There are some who would argue that the court should take the first case that comes its way that allows it to express itself on a given issue. But there are other justices and judges who will argue, no, the court needs to wait until there is a case that has the factual basis that will prevail for the argument that is wanted. So as you're looking at the Supreme Court, that might be at least in part what's in play here. On the other hand, the New York Times suggests that it might be something else. It might be that during an election year, with everything else involved in national controversy, the court's chief justice and a majority of the justices decided this was just not the right time to take on a case that would clearly put Planned Parenthood in the crosshairs. But this then raises a very troubling issue for pro-life conservatives in the United States. Why is it that we elect candidate after candidate and then push for and encourage and work for the confirmation of judge after judge and justice after justice, all of them pledging their opposition to the deadly organization known as Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the United States, and unquestionably now the largest abortion provider in the history of the United States. How is it that election after election and confirmation after confirmation, we appear repeatedly to hit our heads on the wall again and again? We can only hope that we really do have a solid five-justice conservative majority that's a pro-life majority on the nation's highest court. Given the fact that we do not have access to the inner conversation of the justices when they meet in secret conference, given the fact that we cannot read the minds of the justices, not even one of them, we simply have to draw inferences. The inferences from this situation are not hopeful. This is by no means a victory. But given the way the court works, this doesn't mean that necessarily there is no hope for the future. We've got to hold on to that.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Your freedom is under attack. But if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to ChristianOutlook.com and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure that the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's ChristianOutlook.com. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.